Greg, joining us in studio, we've got Jim Nagy from Murray Ridge. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
And also, whenever Jim shows up here, he also brings with us Mad Dog Manson. How are you, Mad Dog?
Well, I'm here.
I heard you retired again.
Yeah, don't start with that. Mad Dog's getting too old. It was a lovely 20-year career, but it's time to hang them up for good now.
So you're sitting around like crocheting or knitting, or what kind of things are you spending your time doing instead of throwing folks to the mat?
Chasing my son around. It's a full-time job.
Ah, that's good. Well, we appreciate you both coming in this morning to talk about a very special event. It's the Mega Championship Wrestling Breaking Down's Barriers number 9. Now, Jim, was Mad Dog here at the beginning of this?
Jeff Traxler and Mad Dog Manson started Mega Championship Wrestling back in 1999, and they just celebrated in December 20 years of operating independent professional wrestling in Lorain County. So, yeah, Mad Dog and Jeff have been around for the whole thing.
And, of course, this is an event that benefits what the Friends of Murray Ridge, correct?
Yes, the Friends of Murray Ridge is a part of the Murray Ridge system. It is a group of volunteers who help collect monies and funds that assist our consumers kind of to make ends meet, the things that Medicaid won't pay for, things that, when the family's monies come up short, the Friends of Murray Ridge are there to help do what they can.
How many of these do you do? Is it one per year, one of these events?
Yes, Mega Championship Wrestling does this fundraiser. This is the 9th year that we've done it, and we do this one time a year, and the proceeds go to help the Friends of Murray Ridge.
We've talked about this before, and if I recall correctly, you've mentioned how the kids really get into this. They love it.
The consumers at all of our activity centers in Oberlin, Lorain, and Elyria absolutely love professional wrestling. We take the wrestlers out and we do autograph signings at the activity centers. And whenever the wrestlers go to the actual activity center, everybody just brightens up. It's like it's Christmas, New Year's, and birthdays all rolled into one, because they love professional wrestling. They watch it on television, and then to see a professional wrestler, to shake hands, to take a picture, to get an autograph, they absolutely go bananas over it.
Well, take us to this event. Again, this is coming up on Saturday, May 4th. This coming Saturday, doors open at 6 o'clock. You've got a lot of music and sound and lights and announcers getting people ready, excited for this event. Talk about a little bit of things that take place as you get ready for the match.
Well, an MCW show is typically organized chaos, but it is family friendly. Jeff Traxler takes care of all the electronics and music and booking all the wrestlers and everything. And I would like to mention a couple of the wrestlers who are going to be there. Paxton Callaway, the 7-foot giant, is going to be there. Cisco Silver, Jocelyn Navarro, Atticus Kogar, our usual repertoire of MCW wrestlers. And in the main event, it's going to be the MCW heavyweight champion Derek Direction versus the Shogun Jackson Stone. He just beat him for that title, so this is the Shogun's big rematch.
Can you give us any insight into Cream of Beef, other than that's a great name for a wrestler? I'll tell you that.
I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Well, it makes me hungry. You guys have some concessions there from a lot of folks coming to help out too, right?
Yep, there'll be all kinds of concessions there. Our usual sponsor, Casaria Pizza in Elyria. And we have another sponsor, Family Pizza Palace. And there are going to be all kinds of raffle baskets and giveaways and all kinds of things. 50-50 raffle, anything that we can do to help raise money for the Friends of Murray Ridge.
Now, tickets start at $10 for general admission. It says here $13 for front row.
Yeah, if you want a front row ticket, go online at megachampionshipwrestling.com and get the information for that. Plus, tickets will be available at our usual outlets, Keith's Comics, Powerhouse Gym, Family Pizza Palace. So get there, because if you get the tickets now, they're less expensive. You're going to pay through the nose at the door, which is okay because this is a fundraiser. But if you want a little discount on your tickets, hit up our normal ticket outlets.
And again, this gets underway at 6 o'clock. What time does the match, what time does the wrestling get underway then usually?
The first match is going to start sometime between 6:30 and 7 o'clock. There will be a pre-show battle royal with about 30 people in it. So give the crowd a little something to, you know, get them ready for the main show. We do that every year, and they really enjoy it.
Mad Dog, you've been doing this for a number of years, and you kind of now, sometimes people don't like talking about their career, but now that you kind of have stepped aside, can you look back at some of the things on your career and maybe talk a little bit, maybe one or two of the highlights that you've had over those 20-some years of wrestling?
Wow. 20 years, you know, it's a long time to do something you love. I would probably have to say the highlight of my career, more important than winning titles, was just the people that I've met in the car, on the road. The life of an independent wrestler is not sometimes a glamorous thing. You spend a lot of time away from your family, a lot of time away from home, a lot of time in a car. You know, you get hurt a lot. It's the people make this what it is, and I will cherish all of the people that I've met along my 20-year journey.
Did you ever have a cape? Did you ever use a cape in your outfits at all? Well, Craig and I were discussing this earlier. I just wanted to know what things you did to intimidate, maybe just in your outfits or your mannerisms to get the upper edge on the other wrestlers.
Do I for one second look like Sherlock Holmes? Sherlock Holmes wears a cape. The only thing that I ever needed to do to intimidate anybody was ball up this right hand and bust him in the head. That's all I ever needed to do.
Wow, that, Craig, you're sitting next to him, so I will step back.
I won't take his word, you know. No cape.
Anymore. Anyway, the Mega Championship Wrestling, the Breaking Down Barriers 9, again, coming up on Saturday. Doors open at 6. Tickets are available. Get them early. Again, where can we go get tickets if we want to just pick them up? Where are the locations for that?
Again, Keith's Comics, Powerhouse Gym, Family Pizza Palace. Those are our main sponsors. Plus, go ahead, MegaChampionshipWrestling.com if you're interested in ringside tickets.
Comics, a gym, and a pizza place. This sounds like a life of a wrestler, right? Get an idea?
Sure.
Battle the people out, where to go, and also how to work out. Well, Mad Dog, we appreciate you coming in again. Hopefully you will, even in your retirement, keep seeing you around. And, of course, Jim, thanks for stopping up. And, again, the things that Friends of Murray Ridge get to do, this is a big important event for them, right?
Yeah, this is a big fundraiser. And the thing that is even better than raising some money is that our consumers have an opportunity to come out and see live professional wrestling. They absolutely adore it. And if you look around, just walking around your community, we all know somebody who has a developmental disability, whether it's a brother or a sister, an aunt, an uncle, even your child. It touches everybody. So we try to do what we can to give back to our community and to help people with developmental disabilities in Lorain County.
Yeah, it's a big fun event. Again, it's this coming Saturday. Doors open at 6. Again, it's taking place at St. John Gym. It's on West River Road North in Elyria.